All right, what were you saying now?
No, I just want to hear the new song. I did here. It. I don't need to hear it right now. I'll eventually hear it later.
We don't need to hear it right now.
When
you hear it, can't we just play like the we'll beginning?
I will listen to it later. But I found out last night, you know, that he's got a new song. Is it an album or just a song?
The album's not out yet. It's just a song.
Okay, so he's working. It's going to be an album. That's cool because.
And it's actually going to be the death of Slim Shady. So his alter ego.
So is this his way of like going out? Like
either the Slim Shady character that he
we don't know
that he brought up in the very beginning, yeah.
All
and
right,
he may just be going by Marshall Mathers, or yeah, he may just be leaving the upfront part of the musical, and just work on producing.
I've been seeing a lot of him lately, so. Not on purpose, but like because the Detroit Lions, had such a good playoff run last season, and then he was at the draft, which was in Detroit as well. Kind of on stage with the commissioner of the NFL, and so like I've been seeing him, and then like I mentioned, my team plays a lot of Eminem in the locker room before games, and that's when somebody said, "Oh, you know, you're not playing his new song." I was like, "Oh, he has a new song." It was kind of just news to me. I'm kind of blind to the music world.
Which was
good call in the NFL because who else are you going to pick? Kid Rock.
That's true. Oh, Kid Rock.
Dude, yeah. I was watching. Dude, apparently, his house is like a copy of the White House.
Who,
have you
Kid
seen
Rock?
This?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. Yeah.
Really?
I think so. I could be mistaken. Hold on. Let me just verify this.
Oh man,
he's a douche.
Man, we got derailed quick. On this show.
Let's start off the show, then we'll get back to this. Brian, kick it off, man.
All right, gentlemen. Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo,
woo,
boom. Boom.
Welcome to the con.
Oh my gosh. So we are going to have an interesting show. I just can feel the weird energy already. And we are going to be playing a fan favorite, Pop Quickies, later on in the show. So everyone's going to want to stay tuned for that. But of course, we're going to see how the guys, see how their weeks were this week, and I know Tony wants to talk about the Deadpool popcorn bucket, and of course our favorite segments. Yes, you do. Oren's big old fact of the week. So
look,
oh my goodness,
there you go.
Sorry, just I'm looking at the Dolly Rama. Dolly Rama shirt ad. Tony just shared a screen with us all, and it looks like
Kid Rock's White House.
Tony, yeah, you explain this.
Well, no, it's just everybody was talking about Kid Rock, and I just said that his house looks like the White House, and I'm just showing them a picture of what it looks like, and it looks like the White House. So
that is massive. That is a massive house. I can only imagine what that house costs.
All right. I just wanted to share that with y'all.
Huh. Oh, man.
Oh, but, Tony.
Yes.
Hopefully you're okay and recovering. You're not too disappointed with the delay of your upcoming fight of Logan?
Logan and Mike Tyson. Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah.
No, not Logan. Jake Paul.
Jake Paul. Sorry.
Jake Paul. That's right. I'm sorry.
I forgot which of the brothers are. But
they're both.
I think Mike Tyson supposedly has an ulcer. Is that what I heard?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
His ulcer acted up, and now he's they said that they're going to postpone the fight until, like, I think later on this year. It's still going to happen, but I always get worried about this, because then this is usually not a very good sign, and usually shit's going to happen, and who knows, Mike Tyson might be out. I don't know. It's just whenever
Netflix expected more subscriptions by now, like their numbers didn't add up or something, right?
And this is going to be a huge thing for them. So, I mean,
totally.
If they had to replace Mike Tyson, who would they replace Mike Tyson with? Is there anybody that, like, on that level that could bring that kind of audience to streaming? I don't think so.
Especially after all this hype, it's going to be hard to build back up.
I know. So it's crazy. It's going to be postponed until sometime later on this year.
I'm thinking they haven't set a date yet.
No, they haven't. If I'm a betting man, I'm going to think that it's going probably around Thanksgiving time. I mean, that makes the most sense.
So great.
Like the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Have this big, huge fight, and then you can have your turkey and all of that stuff. And watch football the next day. So, I mean,
didn't
to me, that's like perfect.
you guys are more the boxing UFC, yeah. You know, and WWE. Wasn't there always something on, like, over the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was always some kind of event, right? Like, yep. I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but I remember something.
Oren will tell us.
What? Well, I mean, as far as the WWE goes?
Well, just yeah. some kind of, like, a fighting yeah, event well, like that. To me, there always seemed... Maybe I'm just thinking of Rocky movies. You know, it's always snowing in the Rocky movies. Well, I just equate that with Christmas, kind of like Harry Potter.
No, well, I mean, obviously the NFL always had their, you know, Thanksgiving Day games. You know, usually Detroit and somebody else. But Dallas usually plays on Thanksgiving Day. Yep. Right, Johnny?
Yep.
Yeah, WWF, WWE always had the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Which
that was always started. Usually on that it was that Wednesday night, right? And I think they ended up moving it to like the Sunday before the Sunday after.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was always around that weekend, like Thanksgiving weekend. UFC's always had fights. Yeah.
It's just for a time for everybody to get together.
You know what I want to see?
Beat each other up and eat some turkey. Yeah. You know, I want to see. It's nice. Right. Nice. Yeah.
Hey, I want to see an Easter morning fight. Easter morning.
That's when he is risen, dude. That's sacrilegious, man. Come on. What I was going to say was, Oren, do you remember back in the day, like how they like got the Survivor Series to kind of like gain some steam or gain an audience? Do you remember the prank they did or the little gimmick they had? Yeah. Tell everybody
with the big egg.
Yes, the big egg, dude. Yeah. The big egg. So.
Also, it is an Easter thing.
No. You get this.
No, it turned out to be, it's like a turkey thing. But anyway, so I'll try to give the Reader's Digest version. So basically, yeah. So before the first ever Survivor Series, to promote it, they had this every time you turn on WWE programming or WWF programming, they'd have this giant egg just sitting in like a giant nest, and the whole thing was, "What's in the egg? What's in the egg?" You know,
dude, they were hyping it up. They're hyping it up like like every week. You would see just this fucking egg, and they were all like teasing the Survivor Series, like this thing may hatch at the Survivor Series. Like, wink,
wouldn't that have been awesome if like a pterodactyl came out of that thing?
Wait, it gets better. Keep going.
So anyway, so all this hyping up. So finally, you know, the day of the first Survivor Series comes. And the egg's still sitting there. They're going, "Well, this thing going to hatch? What is this egg?" You know? And then I can't remember if it was like, yeah, no, it was before. Yeah. Everything got started. They were like, "Welcome everyone to Survivor Series." And then they cut to the egg and, "Oh, it's cracking. It's hatching." And out of the egg comes this thing. It's half turkey, half pterodactyl. Anyway, and they called it the gobbledygooker.
I'm sorry, what?
And the gobbledygooker.
New mascot of our show.
I'm going to show you guys what the gobbledygooker looks like. The gobbledygooker looked like, okay, here we go. That is what hatched out of the egg.
That is awful.
Our listeners need to Google this shit.
Oh my god!
The gobbledygooker.
Gobbledygooker.
It looks like some kid's stuffed animal.
I see all the fans in the bottom left are like all excited, but my expression would be more like the guy in the bottom right. Like, what the fuck is that?
Is that exactly?
This is what we've been waiting for. Right? What a small nest. Yeah.
So, Brian,
what a small nest for such a big egg.
Hey, Brian.
Yes,
this is a great example of the writing that you guys love. You know,
yes, it was captivating storytelling at the time. Yeah. It was amazing, and then this is what he looked like. He actually was a freaking wrestler too.
He was
a wrestler. Look, this is him in the ring. The gobbledygooker.
What's holding? did that come out of the egg with him?
Yeah, you know, that's his costume. It was like, oh my it was God. So crazy. But anyway, that was the good old glory days of the WWE.
Yes.
Was it WWE or was it WWF at the time?
Oh, it was WWF.
It was WWF.
Yeah. So anyway, that was the fun times back then. But yeah, I hope to the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight. I hope it's around Thanksgiving time because that seems like it'd be festive, right? And it gets you all hyped up to fight with your family during turkey dinner you're screaming and yelling. And then after this, the election's going to be done. So there's going to be a shit ton of people being pissed off at whatever the fucking case may be. And it's just going to be 2024 is just going down as the most peaceful, confrontational year that has ever existed on this planet. And I just can't wait for this Thanksgiving.
I might not just not come back from my vacation. I'll just stay out of country.
Listen, that thought has crossed my mind as well. I just wanted to tell you guys this week, I had a conversation with somebody
San Paulo.
And they asked me a question about you guys and what you guys look like.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They had kind of like a...
What a loaded question. There's a reason we're on radio or podcast, not radio, but
most definitely. Most definitely. I did for some reason they're like, I picture Brian with this like a full head of hair that's spiked up, and that he's probably like 5'6", and that he's probably, you
five,
know, just
six?
And he's fresh shaven, and he just has this like hockey kind of like build on him. And I'm like,
thank you. That's true.
I said, I think he's about 5'8". Are you 5'8"?
Dear, what a dick.
He's got the best hockey dad bod.
I'm 5'10".
Yeah, of all. 5'10". Okay, days. There you go. Okay, 5'10".
I'm 5'10" from afar.
And he has a beard and he's bald. And this person's mind was just fucking blown.
I was like,
wow.
Wow. What the image just improved, right?
Yeah, sure.
But the hockey bod still stands for a 45-year-old guy.
Yeah. I mean, you look better, probably in better shape than I do. And then it got to Oren, and they're like, hey, what does Oren look like? I'm like, he's just this big guy that's just like got this deep, sexy voice. And they're like, what? Really? And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, what about Wayne? I'm like, well, first off, he's Japanese. What? Are you kidding me? I'm like, yeah. And he's probably, I have to say, probably the best looking out of the bunch.
I was going to say that too. He's the prize winner out of all of us.
Very kind.
Exactly. So, anyway.
I'm still on the fence about that one.
Appreciate that, Oren. Yeah, it's a tie between Oren and Wayne.
You're a very close second.
Right underneath.
Like you,
I don't know.
Brian and I are like way down here.
I'm not even on the list. I'm not on the chart.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny that people have these perceptions, especially if they're like listening to the show. I think most like of our fans kind of know what we look like because most of our fans are from where we used to work. And but now it's just fun to see somebody, the show through somebody else's eyes where they're like, what does this look like? What does that sound like? And anyway, I just thought that was fun.
If you meet us in real life, if you're meeting myself or Tony, I should say the other two are very good looking. But if you're meeting Tony or I. be prepared to be disappointed. I hope you like
hugely disappointed. Exactly. Right. The way we look. Anyway. All right, what were you gonna say, Wayne?
I appreciate the curiosity from our listener, and hopefully we continue to entertain and not disappoint.
they cracked up last week during work again. So like we have a track record of doing these to people. So I just think it's great.
Yeah. Work.
And I asked them, I was like, hey, so what was so funny? And the one thing they said was that the cockroach from AI was the thing that they found extremely hysterical. So, you know, you never know where this show's going to go. You never know what's going to connect. But, you know, if it involves cocks and roaches, I think that's a safe bet for us all. All right. Any listener feedback this week, guys? Anything?
Nothing on my end.
Play with your cock while you're smoking a roach.
What? Whoa. One more time? has that happened before? I don't know. Anyway, all right. No feedback this week?
No feedback.
Nothing? Oh, jeez. It's been kind of a boring weekend. The only thing I really wanted to like talk about was like, have you guys seen the Deadpool popcorn bucket? I mean, this thing is ridiculous. But I have a confession to make, guys.
Oh,
you bought one. You're gonna buy one, aren't you?
I'm gonna buy one, and there's a certain toy that I have that I think it would fit very perfectly in the hole, and maybe I might have some fun with the popcoin bucket.
Is this so an I'm adult just putting toy, that
out
Tony?
There. Who knows? I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying that, you know, who knows? That mouth, that thing that I have, they look like the perfect match.
Holding popcorn exclusively.
Orin knows exactly what I'm talking about. Just look it up. If you see the hole and then you look at like things that you could possibly fit in that hole, you know, you kind of get the drift of
why would Orin know exactly what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. But, because that. Did you guys fight together?
No. He just because
I just stumbled upon it.
Yeah, he stumbled upon it. Yes.
Did it clean up before he came over, huh,
dude,
Tony?
This is while I'm like on vacation and he's pet sitting, and then all of a sudden, Orin just happens to say this thing that's just, hey, hanging out and going, hey, here I am.
Just out there for everyone to see.
I can't turn off this massager. Yeah, you turn it off.
It doesn't have a massage. I wish there was a massage component. Actually, on the inside of it, I think there is a massage component. But anyway, it's fun times. But anyway, anything else that we want to talk about before we go on? Brian, do you have anything that we need to press upon or you wanted to get off your chest?
No, I want to apologize to a good friend of mine. I think my friend might be I think my friend might be a secret agent. I'm just not aware of it because
why are you saying that?
They have a secret life that, you know, like their life is very public. But then when you talk about that life, sometimes my friend gets very upset about it. Like, why are you talking about me? Like, and so I just want to, I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, and my friend got a little upset afterwards that you know, we didn't say anything bad. You know, you know, my friend, we're excited to see my friend. And that was basically it. We were kind of talking about future plans to see our mutual friend. And our mutual friend heard about this and got upset and just said, I cannot possibly make time for all of my friends out there. I cannot. I am too busy, and how dare you kind of reveal my plans? You know, like, I see my friends in chunks.
Well, and maybe your friend is like Clark Kent and
maybe
Superman.
He is.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like I said, and I feel like, oh my gosh, maybe my friend is a secret agent, and I just revealed some kind of plans that I wasn't supposed to, unbeknownst to me. To be fair, had I known, I would never have done it. But I thought that that a mutual friend of ours would like to see a friend. I know my friend out there is listening. My friend is an avid listener from day one, has listened to every show.
Okay.
And I wanted to apologize. So I'm sorry. I revealed secret plans to see certain friends. Can't see everybody. This friend wishes he could, but can't, just time won't allow.
Sometimes
I wanted to apologize for revealing certain friends or certain time frames.
I'm sure that friend is thanks you and is
no. My friend's kind of a dick. He's not going to thank me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe he won't. But he seems like he's a nice guy. If everybody wants to see him, I don't know. There must be something about this guy that is just so appealing to everybody that they want to see this person. I feel like I stick around just to kind of see
what is it that everybody sees from this person? Has sometimes I don't get it, but
and maybe that person doesn't get it either. But you know,
most likely true.
Well, I'm sure that friend forgives you, and that friend. Okay, yes, we'll go from there. I have some other news before we get on to the big fact of the week. I just received word yesterday that not only is Big Sexy O going to be visiting me soon, but the one and only Parker Bell will be visiting me as well.
Yeah,
isn't that fucking cool, guys? I can't fucking wait. It's just
hide all your toys, Tony.
I think Wade just spit up his coffee.
Oh man, that hurt.
But yes, I cannot wait. It's been years since I've seen him, and not Oren, but Parker, and everybody's just excited out here to see Parker, and you know, hopefully.
Are you going to show him some like really nice like real estate options? And
I think we're going to go on a bunch of 4-hour trips while they're out here. That's I think we're going to Chicago. I'm pretty sure we're going to Chicago. I think the Angels and the Cubs are playing that week, so
that'll be cool.
I think we're going to be going out there for that. And I don't know who else. Maybe we'll go to the Spam Museum again.
Oh, speaking of that, did you guys see what I sent you? Did you? The Spam chips?
Yes. Oh what? My God! That dude. Oh,
yeah. Check your Instagram. I sent it
to Oren. Did you send it to Oren though?
Yeah. I sent it to all three of you, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. There's a recipe for Spam chips, and it looks so freaking good.
Oren, did you get it?
I don't know.
All right, hold on. I'm sorry, Wayne. I've derailed us again. I'm apologizing to you a lot this week. Yep, I sent it to Oren on Wednesday, and I'm sure I sent it to Wayne because usually I send it to all three of you.
Was it via text or what was it?
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, I saw it.
On Instagram.
Oh, my bad. Okay, I don't think you checked that yet.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
So if you're new to the show, the guys, the three of them love Spam. Spam to them is like their choice of meat. They love the Spam animal. It's going to go extinct, according to them. It is the world's perfect meat, according to them.
pretty darn close. It's pretty darn close. I mean, it's up there.
That
it's up
salty
there.
Goodness brine that it just sits in that can for 50-something years.
And
just,
the jelly. Don't forget all that gelatinous slop around it. Tony
brushes
my God.
His teeth with that stuff.
Oh, I love it. I love it so much.
So the guys love to tease me because I'm not as in love with Spam as they are.
No, you flat out have said that. You told us that you would rather eat haggis,
yes,
then Spam. Haggis, which is the most the most disgusting thing that
how
has ever been created
you
on this planet.
Spam, and you say
listen,
that
I'm sorry, because but you Oren has said has had
Oren
haggis.
Has had it. I've never had it, but I will try it.
And I don't recommend it to anybody.
You see? So again, your taste is just so fucking weird.
No, not
man.
Taste. It I've never so tasted weird. Haggis. I would
I know,
though.
But you're tasting
I've
food.
Spam.
I know. Yes, and you liked it. You actually said it wasn't as bad as you thought.
When you have to really doctor it up. I mean, like you can eat it out of the can.
I'm sorry, man. Spam is fucking delicious, man. So, Spam musubi is like one of the best fucking foods on the planet.
Meldy Spam. Hands there's a place down. By our house that does Spam musubi Tuesdays, like a dollar.
Oh, really?
I grew up on Spam musubi, man. You can't go wrong with that.
She goes every Tuesday and grabs some. But so anyway, I came across this Spam chip, like a potato chip recipe that was kind of entertaining. So I sent it to the guys.
Yeah. Basically, you slice it into very slim pieces and then you just fry it up in a frying pan and then you have Spam chips.
Spam chips.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't know how much.
Tony,
how
would that be like road food for you? Like, yeah. You know, like as you're driving. Yes. You know,
speaking of which, I do have some listener feedback. I do have some listener feedback regarding that. Emily sent us something this week that basically, hold on one second, is a meme, and I'm just I'm gonna show it to y'all. Hold on one second. So she sends this meme and. Here, basically, she's asking, I wonder which one is Brian. And here we go. I'm going to send you, I'm going to show you this clip real quick.
My new life is better than yours. Their life is better than yours. My milkshake, but I have to charge. My milkshake brings all the boys to the
bar. So the meme says there are these two, there are two types of people. Those who have hundreds of unread emails, and that's the one that's like, my friend. And those who are absolutely traumatized by this.
Yes.
It's the straight person there. And she was wondering which one Brian would be. And I was like, yeah, it's probably the one that is driving and won't let anyone eat in the car.
That's
so
very
that
true.
Was my response.
Very true. We're going to put the food in the trunk until we get home. Yeah. And I have read all my emails.
I know. But yeah. Anyway, but let's just get right into it. Hey, Oren, you ready, man, or what?
Obviously not, because I was on mute.
Are you ready?
Do it.
Yeah, all right, man. Let's do it. Hold on. I got to make sure I have the right one. Okay, there we go.
All right, guys, here we go. Another week. And you know what? Let's just get right to it. So, you know, because as the great Pablo Neruda once said, laughter is the language of the soul.
Oh, so, Pablo, what a wise man.
Yeah, totally wise man. You know, and totally correct.
People, you know, wondering who Pablo is, I say, look it up. All right, here we go. You know, guys, you'd probably be proud of me because, you know, I'm not the best at math. I'm not, but I was doing, I did some financial planning. And it turns out that from work, I could retire at 97 and live comfortably for about 11 minutes.
That almost sounds too true to life at this point.
I know, yeah, I know. Right? Oh, exactly.
You've got a better plan than me, Oren. I need to talk to your guy.
You know, yesterday I mentioned I was out and about, you know, and I was walking, you know, I went for a walk and I was walking by the stop sign and it said, watch repairs here. So I stood there for about 30 minutes and I didn't see one. And actually, I don't think I was waiting to tell you guys at the right time here. I got a new job.
Congratulations.
Oh, really? Congratulations, man.
Yeah. I got a new job as an executioner.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll be heading there soon.
I like that one.
Oh, there we go. Yay. There we go. Yeah. Horn for that one.
Got the horns. And just to finish it off, I should probably, I don't learn my lesson. Stop when Wayne says he likes it. But one more thing, I just got it off my chest. I never understood why they called fake teeth dentures. It just seemed like a missed opportunity to call them substitutes. Anyway,
substitutes. I like that.
You should have stopped. Yeah, you're right.
I like that one. I never learned. That was my favorite one so far. No, actually, the 97 was my favorite one so far.
I never learned.
You started off really good here, buddy. Stopped. And you're just like,
Well, yeah, because that's what I do. Yeah. I start off strong and I end with a dud. or a thud. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of my personal life. Hey, guys, did you know, I don't have any real big backs here. Just, did you know that if you can't sleep at night, it's because you're awake?
Is that a joke or a more you know? I mean, it's kind of.
That's a more you know.
There you go.
Wasn't sure.
Did we have a poll question?
No polls this week. Okay, man, I'm fucking right. Slipping on the polls, man.
That's what she said?
Slipping on the fucking polls.
I thought I had another, but apparently I do not.
You know, I got to say, you know, if you guys listened to last week's show, we talked about Netflix's movie in production of Happy Gilmore 2. And Oren is rocking today a Shooter McGavin shirt, which just looks great. Yeah, I mean,
Shooter,
like,
Shooter McGavin, man.
Shooter McGavin. I love it.
He is so fucking good. Man, his Twitter feed is just, or X feed, or whatever you want to call it. It's one of the best on the internet, man. I enjoy it.
Oh, and not to promote other podcasts on our podcast.
Well, we can promote Parker's.
Well, Parker's, yeah, that's, they do that when they can. Excuse me. No, he was, but Steve Mason, who's one of the afternoon, John Mason in Ireland been doing this sports thing on ESPN for years, ESPN Radio. He has a, it's called the Pop Culture Podcast or culture pop podcast. I don't know. It's some But anyway, he had an interview with Christopher McDonald.
Oh, did he really? Okay, yeah. I'm going to check that out.
So basically, just a little, from what I understand, I've only heard like a little bit of it. So, Steve Mason, if you're listening, a little shout out for you.
There you go. There's some free publicity.
Yeah, and Christopher McDonald. Yeah. I need to listen Christopher to that McDonald. Podcast.
Yeah. So, what he does, so basically, yeah, Shooter McGinnis. Everything pop culture.
Kind of sounds like a show that I know of.
Well, yeah, you know, something started with.
I wonder where that idea came from.
I don't know.
I mean, imitation is the best flattery, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we're honored.
Yes. Except he took it one step further and gets interviews with.
He feels like he needs that, I get it.
Well, we get interviews too. We got Kobe Bell on here, and we're going to probably have Kobe Bell on again at some point. So, hey, we do interviews, but not.
I got to finalize those.
He's busy.
He's playing hardball with me.
I get you.
All right.
He's like, no, it's not, you know.
It's not me. It's not you.
It's not you, it's me.
It's not enough that I would make breakfast, you know, for me and for him and my brother when my brothers. Yeah. You know, when our mom worked at night and he was playing hardball, he wants more.
Yeah, he just keeps wanting more.
That guy.
You're gonna have to bring him, man. You're gonna have to cook him some bacon now. That's probably what he's waiting for, man. On top of the eggs. There you go, spam man. Your spam chips. That will send him over the edge. You'll come back on the show, man. So the spam chips are the way to Kobe Bell's heart. Hopefully.
No, in all honesty, he said he would. We just got to figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that's all I got.
All right.
No polls. Duds of jokes and just a quick little fact.
Sure.
Yeah. Sweet. It's all good. It's all good. And you know what? When we come back, we're gonna do our tried and true pop quickies right after a word from Sweatcat Candles.
This and every episode of The Con is sponsored by Sweatcat Candles. Your consistent, high-quality, nose-hole companion since 2016. Visit SoyCatCandles.com to shop the latest in seasonal products, and together, we can help find our furry friends forever homes. Meow.
During the break.
Side note, though, I know Tony sent a thing about the Lego, the Deku tree for Zelda.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Dude, oh, yeah, for Zelda.
Dana and I want that so bad, but we're also thinking, like, it's fucking $300.
Is it?
Dude, so what?
Wayne,
I mean,
if
gonna
you go to the Lego
joy,
store
dude, come
in
on.
Downtown Disney, you get your cast discount.
Yeah, I know. We thought about that, too. We're like, okay.
What is that, like 10%?
$259.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this the funny thing? It's like you could buy that Lego set or you could buy a Nintendo Switch, you know, the same price. Either or.
Yeah, but you have a Nintendo Switch.
I know, I do. But it's just like, it's like stuff like that. It's like when you're done, that's fine. But then what do you do with it, right? Usually we're the personality, like where space of display space is at a premium at our apartment. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're like, no, we're going to make fucking space for this thing. We're going to make
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we'll get rid of some stuff.
Yeah, yeah, no kidding. I mean, there's a couple of spots in your house that I'm just right off the top of my head.
That's going to be a showcase because, it might take a couple weeks to put together, but yeah.
You might have to put like all your previous Switch games like around it or something, kind of make like
a little shrine. Zelda-esque shrine right next to our Nintendo Switch.
That'd be cool.
So,
yeah.
We'll probably have to figure a space similar to that.
Oh, I do want to. I need to play some really somber music here for a second, guys. I have an announcement to make.
Sure.
So, gentlemen, the time has come. Our love affair, or Cupertino's love affair of the Knowledge of Nothing podcast, has gone the way of the dodo.
Wait, what?
We are no longer listed. As they're no longer listening to us. So AI has all of the data that they need to go on.
To destroy us?
Destroy us. Exactly. Yeah. Or make us better.
No.
Who knows? But anyway, I just wanted to say goodbye, Cupertino. It was good while it lasted.
Well, to be fair,
thank you so much.
I think they actually downloaded everything we had.
What's that?
They downloaded everything we had. Oh. I did the math.
So they just, so they, and they didn't even fucking, they, listen, it was like, they didn't even give us a reach around, man. What the fuck is up with that? They just come in, take all of our shit, and then just say, see ya.
Well, they could at least give us a towel or something, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah, exactly. At least give me, kiss me at the end of it, man, and tell me, hey, this was good. It was good. You know, give me some words of encouragement. Just don't fucking bang me and leave. What the fuck is up with that? Fuck you, Apple. Fuck you, Cupertino.
Whoa, you saying it's Apple? Whoa.
I mean, never mind. Whoa. Never mind. Cupertino, Apple, we love you so much. You guys,
guys.
Oh, I love you so much.
Yes, Oren.
We got pimmed.
We got totally pimmed. We totally got pimmed, guys. We
well,
totally
Tony, got... they probably figured you're going to leave them for that popcorn bucket. So they don't need to.
Here you go. We just got pimmed. There you go.
By the way, all right. Just started watching Gen Z. Oh, there's some interesting already. First episode, I saw some interesting scenes.
Gen V?
Gen V, sorry, from, Gen V.
Yeah, Gen V, right?
Because I'm trying to get prepped for season four. So. Yeah,
there are some good things coming out in June, later this month. Like The Boys, was it season four? Season four, we got The Bear coming out.
The Bear?
We've got, I don't think you guys watch this, but I love this show. I watch Deadliest Catch. That's coming out on Discovery. I'm coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's some.
Oh, and Bad Boys comes out this weekend.
Oh,
dude, those are the. Have you? Those movies are just so like wrong. Every single one of them, you watch them, they have scenes in them that are just so like, where the fuck did this come? Like, where did this idea come to fruition? I mean, it must have just been somebody that was on coke and meth at the same time, and you're like, "Wow, here, let's just throw
this
scene into a
together
Bad Boys film
and see what we think
Dude,
of."
Martin, like, I mean,
two words: Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I was exactly. Like, I need some money.
Oh, those are some. So I can't even. They're saying this one's good, and I mean, they're all entertaining, but man, there's just
Tony,
some fucking
I feel
wrong
like there's
shit
a
in these
somber
movies.
Tone to the. To the trailer, and it's really going to end bad, and just not it's
what,
not
for Bad Boys.
It's not. It's all about the story and character development. The story. Like, I may not be entertained, but if the story and the character development is good, then.
But
it's going to be pretty good.
Fuck you. All right, can we just get right into pop quiz, guys? Let's do this. All right.
Let's save Wayne and get on with this.
I know, poor Wayne.
It's time for pop quickies.
I know you talk about the BO report of the week bumper, but the pop quickies one is so old school.
It's
like so good,
and it has gotten us through so many years.
So many years. Like I believe that like that's our first bumper, isn't it? Is that our first one?
Was that our first bumper?
It might have been. Might have been.
Yeah.
That is OG.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is OG. I think
nobody
that is
tops Oren's portion of the Big O bumper.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
nobody tops that, right?
Like,
hands down. I'm the wrong side of that poster. You know, in the as far as bumpers go.
Let's just hear it one more time.
Here you go.
Welcome to the BO report.
I'm Brian, and I bring the B.
Great. And I'm Oren, and I bring the O.
Oren is definitely dunking on me in that poster. But
totally.
The Pop Quickies bumper is so OG. I love
it.
I love it.
I do too. I think that is actually, I think, our first bumper, right, Wayne? It's gotta be.
I want to, you know, even if it isn't, I'm going to say it is because
me too. I'm going to say that
because one, it was accidental. I mean, honestly, like it was just something that we just did. Brian said on the fly, and then I just kind of clipped that, and we made it into a bumper. So it wasn't we tried to pre-record that shit. It was just something that came organically, which is kind of like our show.
Yeah,
right. Totally
organically made.
Organically,
let's get right to
Wayne. For all you vegan eaters out there,
we're non-GMO, organically made.
Yeah, non-GMO. We're very organic.
All right. Well, listeners, welcome to another edition of Pop Quickies. My apologies. My energy level is a little low today. I just not feeling 110%, but we have to plow through for you because this is our show, our Pop Quickies. And what are the hot takes these gentlemen are going to say to us this week? Who knows what rabbit hole will go down? Let's start off with this, something basic. Gentlemen, how do you wake up in the morning? What wakes you
Folgers up? In my cup. That's
I open my eyes.
Do you use an alarm? Do you meditate? Do you wake up naturally?
No.
Do you get slapped in the face? I don't know how.
You guys are gonna laugh. This is how I wake up. This is how I wake up every morning, and I love it. It's the best way ever to wake up in the morning. And you guys are probably going to think
Sarah wakes you up.
What?
Your beautiful wife.
So yeah, yes, it is actually. So every morning, Sarah comes into the room and says, "I have a cup of coffee."
Get your ass up.
Yeah, I have a cup of coffee and puts coffee right down. Good morning. Here's your cup of coffee. She puts it right down by the bed, on the bedside table.
She is way too good to you.
And I know she is. And then I wake up and I start my day off right there in bed with a cup of coffee that's been made especially for me.
And it's a true story.
Yeah.
No, I believe it's true. I absolutely believe it's true. She is way too good to you. Like, I hope that you
we're good to each other.
I hope you are just as good to her. Yeah,
I am good to her.
I'd like to hear a little bit more stories on how good you are to Sarah, because I just hear how great she is to you, and I don't think you can top that. I really don't.
I can't. But that's
show
how
to
I work
a whole new level.
Yeah,
right. You need to cherish this woman, Tony. I've been
with her for
that doesn't
over 30
count.
Years.
That does
now.
Not count.
No, yes, that, it, no, oh, yeah, no. That's
we,
right.
How long have we done this podcast? 3 years. You have not been this good to me. That is,
I know.
Just your presence is not enough. Your presence. Presence is not enough.
Oh, that's funny. But yes, I that's how I wake up.
I wake up usually before everybody else in my household. I have an alarm set, but I'm at that point now where I wake up before the alarm and it sucks. I can't go back to sleep once I wake up. I usually wake up about 15, 20 minutes. I've noticed over time I'm waking up earlier and earlier and I'm like, what the fuck? But anyway, I get up usually and the house is all dark. Everybody's, you know, my wife and kids are asleep. And I make coffee right away. It's first thing I do. It's just me and the dog. The dog gets up when I get up and she's just waiting to go outside. And first thing I do is I make coffee. But usually I wake up about 15 to 20 minutes before my alarm. And I don't even fight it anymore. I just get up. I just get up out of bed and start my day. I make the pot of coffee.
The Cotapoff?
I know, right?
The Cotapoff? I'm making the Cotapoff?
Yeah, right?
You sound like you need it. You need coffee now.
I do.
Wake up?
Yes. It's usually around I usually get up around a little bit before 5 in the morning. So, but to my defense too, my kids and wife, they stay up later than I do. I usually fall asleep way sooner than they do. I'm usually asleep by if I'm home and have nothing to do, I'm usually asleep by 11.
All right. Fair enough. All right. This is a totally random question. It's a would you rather question. Would you rather have skin that changes color based on your emotions or tattoos that appear all over your body depicting what you did yesterday?
Oh, fuck. Give me the skin color. I don't need to see pictures of Tony playing with his toy every day.
I know. That would be that would be a standard. That would be a standard like every single day. It'd probably change places, but yeah.
Right?
That would be the go-to bucket right there. That's the one consistent in my life, right? It's aside from the coffee, that's the other side that it's pretty much consistent. I would rather have the colors, but man, you know what? I think with the colors though, it would then force me to kind of realize and go, oh shit, I'm in this mode and I can maybe change my mood to something else.
I feel like it would make me a better person.
Yeah. Same here. I think it would make me a better person as well. But, yeah. At first, because you're called out for everything.
Yeah.
But then I think once you sense it's coming on, take a couple deep breaths and then hopefully your skin tone can then change.
That's a good question.
You know, sometimes,
Wayne.
Yeah. Sometimes I think on subconscious level, you don't realize where you're at. So if I had something that was very kind of in my face telling me where I was at emotionally, I think that would be helpful.
That's a very I might be getting this wrong, but like a Buddhist type of, like they're always calm, right? Like they've controlled their emotions so much. Isn't that kind of like what they do? And
meditation,
they're like,
Brian.
So they're so at peace
meditation.
With everything yes. that I think I would try to strive to be that. And right now I'd be like a checkerboard, you know, just like, you know, like, oh, like I'm annoyed and I'm hungry and I'm, you know, I'm, you know,
so I got a question for Oren on this one. Okay. So, here's a follow up. Between Tony and Brian, with this question of they obviously emotional colors on their skin, which one of them would be the most broad spectrum in colors in the whole? Who would be the bigger rainbow when it comes up? Hey, you know, hey, props to Pride Month. You know, this is June, so Pride Month
That's
representing.
Right.
If we had the rainbow color, who would be the most rainbow of the two?
Tony.
I think that's a pretty easy answer.
Well,
I
mean, here's the thing. It's not that I don't feel those emotions, but Tony has a better way of expressing them. Like, I control my emotions.
I wonder if Brian,
swallow the...
It'd be surprising for maybe we see the spectrum of colors from Brian because he doesn't express it as obviously.
I agree.
So, or Tony, we might see it overtly. Maybe we could see it a mile away, maybe. But Brian would be like, oh, Brian's feeling this. Oh, Brian's feeling that.
Yeah. I think Brian would be more of the rainbow. No, seriously, I do. Because again, I think that, you know, again, you just said you were going to be a checkerboard because you've got all these mixed emotions.
I
I would just see all of these different, like these rainbows going on with you. And
I'd be like a strobe light.
Because you don't know how to manage them, your feelings, and you don't manage to you just keep it all bottled in. I think you're going to see more of a rainbow that way.
You know what?
Okay.
I wasn't trying to sway anybody anywhere.
If I listened to the conversation before, I would have picked up on that. But I was just going by basically, you know, 25 plus years of knowing Tony and only knowing Brian for, what, I don't know.
Oren, does Tony treat you as well as he treats Sarah?
I would say better, but Sarah would kill me. So,
he treats you better than he treats Sarah.
It's a close second.
I just want you to worship that woman. She is way too good to you.
I worship that woman.
Yeah,
yes,
good. Somebody should. Somebody should.
All right.
No, he does too.
Let's see here. Let me give you another question here. What would you question? Would you rather be the best at speaking, writing, or singing? Like kind of different forms of communicating.
Speaking.
I got all three.
Well, or that's obvious.
Yeah. For me, it's speaking. I don't feel like I talk English is hard.
I wish I was the best at writing. Okay. Because again, I feel that that's an outlet that I would love to kind of just explore. And I do have some ideas, but whenever I sit down to kind of get them done, and I know I just have to write and then it will come out, but I wish I was the best at writing. And when I mean that, I mean like layered, nuanced, reading between the lines. I don't know. I live in Iowa City, and I don't know if you know this or not, but Iowa City is, they have a writer's workshop here, and some of the most famous folks that have ever written stories, they have all gone through Iowa City. And that inspires me a lot. There's writer's workshops that I can be a part of. Maybe, you know what, now that Wayne's brought that up, maybe I should start like attending those, because I would just love to write more. Speaking, yes, I would love to speak more, like more fluently and cohesively and consistently, but writing is just somewhat where my passions have always been.
I thought you said I live in Iowa City, so I have a lot of time on my hands. That's where I thought you were going to go with that.
No, but I always say, believe it or not, you know who's come through these hallowed halls here in Iowa City? The
Mark
guys
Wahlberg.
From Mark Wahlberg. The guys that did Game of Thrones.
Oh.
So,
okay. Little George R. R. Martin?
No, not George R.
Well, he's a writer, right?
Yeah.
I was trying to connect the dots.
And Brian, you said speaking, right?
Speaking, yeah. I'm not very elegant. I don't know why I podcast. I think faster than I can speak, and I chew on my words a lot. I'm not very clear sometimes, and I wish I was better at that. I have not worked on it.
I would beg to differ, Brian. I think you have vastly improved since the beginning of this podcast.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, no, I think you've been able to articulate much more succinctly. And honestly, the flow that you have and the comfort level has improved dramatically. So don't cut yourself short on that.
But yeah, if I had out of those three, I would absolutely want to be a more elegant speaker.
Okay. Oh, I know you're best in all three of them, but if you had to pick one.
No, it would be the speaking.
I was hoping you'd say singing. So it's like they're like one of each. No,
dude, Orin's got
some pipes. I'm sure
pipes.
He does, right? Because no, he used to be a singer, right?
He's got some beautiful pipes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Sing. Yeah. I mean, I did sing.
That's why I want to do the Christmas album with you, Orin.
All right. Next question. Okay, I'll you guys remember the game Clue, right?
Yes.
The board game, also the TV movie, sure.
Yep.
Who is your favorite Clue suspect? Professor Plum, Miss
Colonel
Peacock,
Mustard.
Colonel Mustard, Mr. Green, Miss Scarlet, Mrs. White. OG.
Colonel Mustard.
Miss Scarlet.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
Miss Scarlet because
she's
single.
The femme fatale. Yeah, and she's the femme fatale. You know, I like that Jessica Rabbit kind of vibe, that kind of like mysterious.
She's not
Scarlet,
bad. She's just drawn that way.
Yeah, like Scarlet Witch. Yeah, exactly. Scarlet Witch or the Scarlet Letter. Everything you think about Scarlet, and it's just like this kind of taboo, kind of
sexiness.
Color. Yeah, and mystery.
Kind of, yeah, like yeah, a mystery.
Scarlet Johansson. How can you forget that? Scarlett Johansson. Oh, my God. Yes. By the way, best start to a film I have ever seen in my life. Lost in Translation. I'll leave it at that. All right. If you ever get a chance.
Never saw it.
Great film. I love that film, but the opening of that movie is just, it's fucking pitch perfect.
What is it?
Anyway,
is it pornographic? Right, what is it?
No, it's not. No, it's just very sexy and just, I you just have to watch it
tastefully
to see
done.
What I'm, okay, yeah, it's very tasteful. Right. Not only is it tastefully done, it's just so, like just, it's got so layered, like it's sexy.
All right.
Sexy.
Well, speaking of being layered and sexy and tasteful, Orin and I, we're going to talk about us two. Hey.
Yes.
yay.
I know earlier, it's like,
Wayne's sexy. I'm layered.
I know Tony mentioned that a listener provided has some interesting visuals or perceptions of what we look like. But with Orin and I, so we got Orin and Wayne. If you were to look at knowing us now, do we look like an Orin and Wayne? Or would you rename us something completely different?
You're asking Tony and
I?
Or...
I'm asking the two of you guys.
Yeah. Goodness. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
It's funny because
I've just known Orin for so long.
I know. I've only known you guys as Orin and Wayne.
That's the thing. But sometimes people have different things like, oh, yeah, I can see a different name or something else. But if that sticks, it works.
You know, I
can see. Together.
Yeah.
If you go one way, you got Al. But turned around, you got whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, there you
I feel like that's appropriate.
Whoa and ow, yeah. Wayne, I can see Wayne being a, I don't even know. Like a, that's a great question. I don't know why, but the first name that just popped in my head, and I don't know why, it doesn't mean anything. Adam.
With Wayne?
Wayne. Yes. Just Adam. I don't know.
Hey, shout out to our mountain man, Adam,
or
representing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Or, yeah. And then with Orin, I think, what would I think?
I got one for Orin.
Okay.
Orin, I can see Orin being a Bruce.
A Bruce.
A Bruce.
Bruce.
Oh,
because
okay,
here's the
yeah.
thing with Orin. Orin's got Bruce? such that commanding voice. It's like Bruce Wayne or Batman. And I hear that voice all the time, and I could see it. I could, like, if you would have said, based on his voice, this is my friend Bruce, I'm like, all right, I get it. Yeah. Wayne, I know you have said it to us before, but I know that you have a Japanese name.
That is correct.
And I would think that your name would be that. Forgive me for not... I don't call you that, and I've only heard it a very limited number of times. You don't talk about it that often, so I'm not going to try to say it on the air. But if you just went by that, I would totally like that's you.
Well, Yeah. And I have a weird
his Japanese name. It's a badass name.
I have a weird.
I'm sure it is. Yeah,
I agree. I have a dual personality when it comes to that name, or at least the way I perceive it, because like it goes for either my family or close friends use it. You know. And I've had people try.
So Brian, and notice leave you.
And notice,
I know why I'm on the list, right? So I'll be calling you Wayne. I got you.
Yeah, where does that leave us?
But that thing, minus the group on this podcast, because you guys could call me whichever name you prefer, because you guys are family. But it's what there's people that have tried to be like, oh, I'm cool, right? Because I start using my Japanese name. I'm like, no. You're not there, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're not in that club yet. All right.
So with Oren, I was thinking of a name for Oren. And this is it's not a traditional name. It's a different name. But I think
I'm a different guy.
There was an actor and he had this very fucking cool name, and I think that Oren Powers. There was an actor by the name of Powers Booth.
Awesome. Oh,
yeah.
Powers.
And I don't know why, awesome, but Powers. Powers.
Powers Booth.
Powers Booth. And Powers is just a fucking cool name. And I could see Oren being like Powers Bell. I mean, just that. Yeah. Powers Bell. Exactly. Doesn't that have like a ring to it? And, yeah.
PB.
Exactly. PB.
You just need a girlfriend with a J.
Come with the J.
PB and J.
Parker's initials. Oh, is it? PB and J?
No, not PB and J.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
PB. PSB.
Yeah.
Actually.
Powers. Yeah. Powers Bell. Doesn't that have like a ring to it too? I kind of like that. And you
that's
can
like
even
a business tycoon's Oren. Name, Powers.
Exactly. Right?
Like a business Bell. Like somebody who's on the Monopoly board. That's Oren. That's Powers.
He's got a mustache and a monocle.
Yeah, totally. Yes. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Totally.
Not the peanut guy.
All right. I'm going to get a question right now that it just popped in my head because of what you just brought up. Because Powers Bell, for some reason, I'll think of like a wrestler. I mean, there's some kind of presence that's associated with that name, right? So here's a related question. What would be your entrance music? As a wrestler, as a baseball player, you know how, or whatever sporting thing, because usually a player, when they come up to bat or something or make an entrance, they have their music. What would be yours?
Fight the Power.
Ooh. Oh. Oren, I thought for sure it'd be this.
Yes.
Welcome to the BO Report. I'm Brian and I bring the B.
And I'm Oren and I bring the O.
I thought for sure you'd say that one.
It'll be walk-up music. Just the music.
Yeah, it would be, wouldn't it? Oh man. Brian, what would you use?
Gosh, I don't know music that well. I don't know. I think you guys should pick my entrance music.
Oh my! Oh, you know what? Let's circle back on that. Let us sit on that.
Like, this might be a segment.
We'll come back. With like what is each con man's entrance music would be, and maybe we'll do a
serious one and a funny one.
Yeah, we'll do a vote on it. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
We should put it out to the people too.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's
Well, that'd be a tough. Oh yeah. Once we figured it out, we'll put it up to the vote. How's that sound?
All right.
We figure out the four of us, and then we'll do like we did with our code, call signs, right? We'll do something similar.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, last question. Senses. I don't know if we did this one before. If I did, maybe we'll just revisit this. We all have five senses: taste, smell, sight, touch, and hearing. If you had to pick one to be your superpower, which one would it be? Alternatively, if you have one as a superpower, which one would be diminished?
Okay.
Ooh. What would be I would have to say for me my superpower would be taste. Yeah, I can see myself tasting like and maybe Brian thinks that tasting too, because I mean being a sommelier you kind of have to have that palate.
Actually, but, being a sommelier, I was thinking I wanted my superpower to be smell.
Oh, okay. So I would, because that's a large part of taste, right? Mm. So I would have to say taste. And then my diminished one is what I'm currently going through right now. My eyesight, my vision is just, for some reason in the past like 2 or 3 years, my vision has just gone to shit. And I keep hearing it's because of old age, but yes, that's where I think I would diminish. I used to have sight used to be my superpower, and now it's not. But my tongue, tongue, that is a superpower.
Gross. Sarah is a lucky woman.
So there you go. What about you, Brian?
My superpower, I think smell. I think that's kind of a catch 22 though. Because you're going to smell some awful stuff. But all right, so be it.
Especially Comic-Con. I've heard you talk about your Comic-Con experiences in WonderCon. Imagine if that, yeah. So you,
I may not just, I may not go. But anyway, a smell, especially with, that's something I used to be a lot better at than I am now. It's a muscle. You know, you have to kind of train your smell memory, you know, and being able to articulate what you're smelling. So I think I would want that to be my superpower. And the one that would diminish, something that I'm kind of going through now is my hearing. I'm losing some hearing. I'm experiencing some hearing loss. So,
is it both ears or the one ear?
It's one ear.
Does the ear predominantly have a
radio in it?
Yeah.
And I've had testing done on it, and I have lost it's big to me, kind of a big percentage in one ear. So
see, nothing good about that place.
But anyway, so yeah, it is what it is.
But also, Brian, if you had the smell. Then, and if you went to the Comic-Con, you'd be like a mile away and be like, okay, I don't need to go over there.
It's true.
I'll go to this part of the line.
I could also tell where the fresh churros are being made, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. Well, do you have anything you would pick?
I don't know. My smell is fine. My eyes suck anyway. So probably be, well, to go, because it's either hearing or sight, because those things can be enhanced, right? I mean, hearing.
If you want superpower hearing, I don't know if I want to hear everything. You know?
No. I was going backwards. Off, I was saying, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, if that was to go, it wouldn't be okay because you can get hearing aids, you know, to still help you hear.
Got it.
Probably sight. I don't know.
Sight you'd want enhanced or diminished?
Sight enhanced, hearing diminished. Just for throwing a couple things up.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
What about you, Wayne?
If I had to choose, see, what would I want to enhance? See my glasses. I probably want vision. I would love to not have to wear glasses. That's something I've had to wear glasses since like what, fifth grade, something around that time frame. So it's more context. So it's been a big part of my life. And being able to wake up, I mean, granted, could I get surgery? Sure. But I want to be able to see. I love to be able to see things, you know, and distance or whatever. But for diminish, what would I want to diminish? See, taste, touch. No, I like to eat, so I don't want to be taste. Touch, hearing, smell. Oh, smell and taste are all kind of joined together, so that's a big combo. I guess maybe hearing.
Yeah.
Maybe hearing, you know. Yeah, so yeah, I'll go for sight and lose hearing.
So I had to think about this because, I'm not a very social person, so I feel like if my hearing wasn't all that great, then it kind of gave me an excuse not to be social a little bit. I've taken sign language classes in the past, and I've forgotten more than I know. But I know a little bit, and I think I could probably pick that up again. But then, you know, movies and shows have subtitles, and, you know, like I could still watch sports. I could still, like, you know, like see... the family and, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, you know, like there are ways, and to Oren's point, there are ways to enhance your hearing through like hearing aids and stuff. So I feel like out of all of them, I could probably get by with that one.
All right. Well done, gents. Well, with that, we wrap up this edition of Pop Quickies. Tony,
wow,
back to you.
Yeah, that was quick, man. All right, so hey, Oren,
yo,
where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
All the lovely people—that's you, our listeners—that make us do what we do, or not make. Anyway, whatever. Here's how you listen. Here's how you find us. Go and listen to us. All that fun stuff. TikTok, Conman Cero Uno. Twitter, not X. Twitter is at the Conman One. Instagram is at the Knowledge of Nothing. Facebook, the Knowledge of Nothing. If you want to listen to us anywhere you can hear podcasts, we're there. You hear our lovely voices, hear our lovely faces. If you want to get a hold of us, excuse me, everybody, you know, give us, we try to make this as interactive as possible. So if you want to send us some advice, constructive criticism, ideas for the show, please do. We will take them into consideration. And if it's worth it, we will use it. info@theknowledgeofnothing.com is where that is done. And, yeah, guys, and if I may, just leave the people with this, you know, thing, one thing to ponder on for out their week. Maybe this can make their week go better or worse, depending on how you look at it. I just want everyone to know that there will always be someone who can't see your worth. Don't let it be you.
Aw.
Aw.
Wait, that deserves... I do have one last shout out, if I could.
Shout out?
On the day of this recording, which is Sunday, June 2nd, I want to say a birthday shout out to Mama Joyce. So today's her birthday.
Mama Joyce! Happy birthday, Joyce.
Happy birthday, Joyce.
So I believe she's going to be doing some brunch celebrations today. And then we had some fun festivities earlier in the week. So happy birthday to Mama Joyce.
All right, one more time. I had this all the way down, but here we go. Yay for Joyce. All right. So, and Brian, any final words before we call it a show?
Gosh, you know, like every week I have to follow Oren's, you know, like, did you know? And it's tough, but
I love it.
I do too. I love it. And it's just like, it puts me in like in a contemplating mind space, you know, before I have to say our final goodbyes. But you know what, Tony? Tell your friend that you and I are very good looking. All right.
To
Oren's final message to the people out there of the world, of the universe, because we are the pulse.
Yes.
We're all beautiful in our certain special ways. And yes.
But we're the best.
And Tony, Oren and Wayne are just phenomenal. Like statues should be made of them.
Of course.
Put in like Greek gardens. But
yes.
You and I, we're okay.
Yeah, we are.
We're okay.
I'm totally okay. Right? Yeah.
We're okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right, yeah, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for all of your support. It's truly a pleasure, and it's so much fun putting this show on every week for you guys. We really do appreciate it. Sorry to see you go, AI bots. Not really. Yo, good riddance to you.
Cupertino.
Remember, no. I still don't consent. Stay away from me. Everybody else, though, you're more than welcome. Please tell a friend. Please tell a friend with a pulse. All right, everybody. Thank you for supporting the show, and we'll catch you next time.
All right, and this has been the Knowledge of Nothing podcast. Thank you for taking this journey into nothing, and as always, we will see you next time.
Boop, boop. Gents, good show. Thank you for what?
Yeah, we wrapped it up. Oh, and that's the other thing I wanted to say. Wayne, feel better.
Wayne, feel better.
Thanks, bros.
Yes.
Well, I have to so I could kick your guys' ass in axe throwing, man.